Well, now to Reno, Nevada, where three casinos made moves this year to attract and retain employees, not by doing what some companies do, allowing people to work remotely or adding cafes or games in the workplace. The casinos added on-site health clinics for their workers. On Gray of Reno Public Radio reports.
On the floor of the Circus Circus Casino, dozens of workers deal cards and carry drink trays to gamblers. Amid the beeps and chimes of slot machines, their aim is to cater to the whim of guests from all over the world. But if they need a checkup, these employees don't have to go far for medical attention. Right around the corner is their workplace clinic. Sergio Gonzalez walks into the clinic lobby. He's a security guard with Circus Circus and is here to find out if he can see someone for back pain. He's relieved to get an appointment for later that day.
Chances are I'd be less likely to want to seek treatment considering that I haven't really had access to care as easily.
There's no copay or limit on how many times workers or their eligible family members can come for care. Gonzalez says having this benefit makes him want to stay with the company.
It's accommodating for employees to be able to have an on-site clinic to refer to if they had medical emergencies or medical necessities. Convenience and accessibility are two aspects that are absolutely beneficial as an employee.
This model, which I do believe is going to be a model of the future, it saves money for not only employers, but also for patients.
Corey Singleton has been a primary care physician for about two decades and now works at the casino clinic. She says there are long-term benefits to removing barriers to health care.
If I can't afford to go to my doctor frequently to try to get my diabetes under control, I may not go and therefore may not get the care that I need. In the long run, that costs me more money, costs the employer more money, it costs the healthcare system in general more money.
The nonprofit Integrated Benefits Institute estimates that sick days and poor health cost the U.S. economy more than $500 billion each year. And on-site clinics do help employers cut costs, says Enid Chung-Raymer. She's a researcher at the Institute of Health and Productivity Studies at Johns Hopkins.
On-site clinics are 2 to 3 times more cost-effective than community-based care. If you calculate the time lost from work for an employee to be away to receive that care, that calculation comes to that 2 to 3 time difference in that productivity.
But cost isn't the only reason Eldorado Resorts, the parent company of Circus Circus, Silver Legacy, and Eldorado Casinos, decided to offer on-site medical care. Rick Murdoch is an executive with the Eldorado Resorts in Reno.
We decided that this just might give us an edge in the workplace for our employees and their dependents. So this is why we did it.
Murdoch declined to offer up specific numbers about how much it costs to set up the clinic or say how much it could save the company.
But I think the return is what we give back to our employees and helping us recruit. That's our return. I don't think this is a big money-making situation.
A survey from Mercer, a human resource consulting firm, shows about 30% of companies with 5,000-plus employees offer workplace clinics, and more are looking into launching these services.
Hey, I have a quick question.
Jacqueline Smith works in advertising for the Silver Legacy Casino. After an appointment at the clinic, she's back at her office. For Smith, having the clinic nearby is an added perk.
There are a lot of people out there that right now don't have insurance. They don't have medical coverage. So for an employer to provide that is a huge bonus for the employees. I think it provides a little less stress, gives them a little more comfort.
Smith says the addition of this new health service benefit would make her think twice about leaving her job. For Here and Now, I'm Ann Gray.